That's Canadian Folk Music Award nominee and Folk Music Ontario Songs from the Heart winner Alison Lupton, with the song Away from her new album Words of Love. Alison will be launching Words of Love at a very special show with an all-star band at Hughes Room Live in Toronto on March the 30th. We caught up with Alison at home in Cambridge to chat about the new album. It's great to have you join us today, Alison.
Thank you, Jan, for having me.
You must be really excited about this new album. I know we talked at Christmas when the Christmas single, The Eve of Christmas Day, came out. And now the new album is here. You've got some shows lined up. You must feel pretty good about the way things have unfolded.
Oh, I couldn't be happier. I'm delighted.
So tell us about the new album. We started off with the song Away, which I thought was a lovely way to start because it's got some beautiful fiddle on it. Tell us a little bit about that song and why you wanted to have it on the album.
I wrote Away after a Christmas lunch I had with my aunts and my mum. They got talking about family history, and my uncle Reg, my great uncle Reg, came up in conversation. He was a home child, and I really knew very little about the history of home children in Canada. And so that just led to some research and connecting with some people from the Canadian British Home Children Association here in Canada, and it was just a revelation to me that so many children came across to Canada and basically were put into service and working mostly on Canadian farms And many of them had very positive experiences, but unfortunately many did not and were in very difficult circumstances. So it led to that song. And the fiddle player that you're hearing there is the marvelous Shane Cook from London, Ontario. And he just dazzles, of course, wherever he goes. Amazing person as well. The tunes within that song are Burnt River by Brian Pickell, a good friend and fabulous tune writer. And then one of my own tunes at the end I called Lucky and Lefty, named it for my dog and my dog's good pal about one day when they both went on a walk and met a skunk. So that's where that tune came from.
I found it was a lovely way to start off. I love the way it builds at the beginning. Actually, I think a few of your songs tend to have that. You know, you get that feeling, you know, in the first few seconds that there's something special about to happen, and then it suddenly kind of flowers in front of you. It's quite beautiful.
Thank you. I think Richard Arrowsmith from Sheffield in the UK, he adds melodeon to the track with and Tony McManus on guitar. They set it up so beautifully at the beginning, and you just that feeling of anticipation and almost being like on the rail of a steamer coming across, that feeling of, cold as the wind, black as the sky. It's kind of, they set it up so beautifully with that rhythm.
I'd like to step right back into the album now and play another track, because I want to play the title track just now. I was debating before I started the interview. I thought, well, I've got to get four songs into this interview, because it's always fun to talk to you, but there are so many great songs on this album. I wanted to make sure that our listeners had a chance to hear as many as possible as I could fit in. Now, I know Words of Love, it's the title track, but it also has a wonderful story to it. And there is a very romantic album in some ways. It certainly talks about love very deeply. And I think this song in particular does that. Tell us a little bit about Words of Love.
Oh, I was on tour in the UK a couple summers ago and had the good fortune of playing in Chippenham at The Cause. And the people that own the Cause, when they were renovating, they discovered in the pews an old love letter that had been opened, dated 1940, from a man named Ray to a woman named Margaret. And in the letter, Ray is confessing his love to her, and in it he states that she may think he was interested in other girls, but it was always only ever her, and might she return his affections. And I thought, oh my gosh, I wonder what happened. That's a song right there. So I do hope it worked out well for Ray, I got to say. His letter was so beautiful.
Well, it's certainly a beautiful song. Tell us about the way you put the song together.
Oh, invite incredibly talented players. That's my strategy. Knock on doors and see who will play. And I'm delighted that people like Tony McManus and Andrew Collins and Shane Cook, Ivan Rosenberg, and Joe Phillips all said yes. So they're just an incredible powerhouse team. And it's just so much fun. I had an idea of a sort of a swingy two-step feel for that song, because I wanted it to be like I remember dance when I was a kid. My parents would go to dance halls, and you know how couples would sort of two-step around the big arenas, and it seemed like there was no communication, but total communication, you know, and a beautiful feel. And so I thought, oh my gosh, let's try and recreate that great sound, and they certainly did.
It's certainly a beautiful song. Let's play that now. This is Alison Lupton with the title track from her great new album, Words of Love. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Kids back then, we were at school. No one could tell us what to do. I knew, oh yes, I knew, that you would be the one for me. Like flowers reach for the honeybee, my love was all for you. So I write to you with a heart that's true. Words of love. Oh, and could there be in your
That's Alison Lupton with Words of Love from her lovely new album of the same name. Alison's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. She's getting ready for some release shows that are coming up later this month. We'll tell you about those a little later in the interview. But at this point, what I'd like to do, Alison, is to talk about how you pick songs for your records. I think this is album number 4 as a solo artist, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, over the years I've played many places and met beautiful songwriters and been taken with their work. And the songs for this record are partially my own songs and from stories from that I've heard from when I was a kid, from family, or they're songs from stories that I've heard. Well, first I came to Caledonia is a song that I heard at folk clubs years ago and was taken with it. It's a song from Cape Breton. Just thought it was such a beautiful melody and a beautiful story. And then songs like Poverty Knock, I heard from the singing of Pete Coe from Yorkshire when he was over playing the Millrace Folk Festival here one summer. And again, I thought it was a beautiful song about the story of hard life in the mills years ago. So sort of collection of different things that come to me that I feel make a nice collection for an album.
So when you find songs like this, do you actually test drive them a little bit before you decide you want to record them?
Some of them, I should say most of them, yes. Some of them are a bit new. The Grand River Waltz is just a very new one that we haven't really played out at all. And Away is a fairly recent one too, but songs like What Will I Dream, we've played that many times over the years. We just never put it together in a collection like this before.
You mentioned some of the players that are on the album. You've got Andrew Collins and Shane Cook on there. They're both a big part of this next song we're going to play. That's What Will I Dream, which is a song that talks about Canada as well. Tell us a little bit about this one.
This is a song that came about after Lewis Melville invited me to contribute to a compilation record he was putting together. And the record had a theme of reflection about the vision for Canada prior to the last federal election. This is my thought about what I hope Canada would look like down the road.
Let's play that song just now. This is Alison Lupton with What Will I Dream from her great new album, Words of Love. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
What will I see? What will I see? I see a fragile beauty, blue and green, oh Canada, oh Canada, see a fragile beauty, blue and green, you
That's Alison Lupton with What Will I Dream from her great new album, Words of Love. Alison's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. She's getting ready for a very special show taking place in Toronto at Hugh's Room Live, the most renowned listening room in Toronto, recently reopened after a few bumps in the road as far as keeping the venue moving forward. But Alison will be playing that on the 30th. And you have a great band coming together, which to me seem to be most of the people that played on the record, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. All of them, with the exception of Craig Worth, who lives in New Hampshire, and Jess and Richard Arrowsmith, who are in Sheffield, UK. So, yes, it's going to feature Andrew Collins, Shane Cook, Ivan Rosenberg, Tony McManus, and Joe Phillips. And I couldn't be more delighted.
So tell me about what people can expect when they come to that show.
It's all the songs from the record and a few more from my previous catalog. It's going to be loads of, driving, bluegrassy, folky tune sets, and some ballads as well, some sing-alongs. Hopefully it'll be a night that will please everybody.
All right, sounds like it's going to be a wonderful evening. You also have some other shows coming up as well. I think in May you're out on the road again. Can you tell us about those gigs?
Mm-hmm. We're playing in Kingston and Almont the second last weekends of May, and then the final weekend of May we're at Goderich at the Livery in Goderich on the last Friday in May, and then the very first Saturday in June, we're having here at home, we're having a concert here.
That's right. We'll have all that information on our website at folkrootsradio.com. So check out the website if you want to get information on all Alison's dates. And if people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
My website, alisonlupton.com, or also on Facebook, Alison Lupton Music, and Twitter.
That's great. Well, it's been wonderful to talk to you today. We're going to finish with another one of your songs, I Will Rise. Tell us a little bit about that one.
I wrote that song with the wonderful Craig Worth, and it was a song that came about after a time of watching people around us going through struggles and showing remarkable strength through it all. And it was sort of a song that's a tribute to them.
This is Alison Lupton with the beautiful I Will Rise from her wonderful new album, Words of Love. And Alison, I wish you all the best with the album and have fun on those shows.
Jan, thank you so much for your support.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. This is Alison Lupton with I Will Rise.
In the soft red sun when these